I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on WKAR. The art of basket making is on display this week in Lansing. The Association of Michigan Basket Makers annual convention is underway, with artists and hobbyists alike gathering to show their projects and pick up a few tips at the Causeway Bay Hotel. The public is welcome to stop by today and tomorrow, we'll point out, but Current State Scott Pohl gained admittance yesterday to have a look at what's in store. And some of these baskets are pretty ornate, I take it, Scott.
They sure are, Mark. They really are works of art. To learn more about basket making in Michigan, I talked with one of the convention coordinators, Leslie Spurrier, and with Joanne Kelly Katsos, who's in town from Massachusetts to teach black ash basketry. Spurrier kicked things off by telling me about the Association of Michigan Basket Makers.
We have over 400 members, but not all of them come to our annual convention. So we have close to a little over 180 attendees. And then when you add in the teachers and the people that are coming to sell their supplies, we have over 200 people here this week.
Are these people largely hobbyists, or are there professional basket makers in your group?
I think some of the people make them and sell them at events. Some of the teachers are certainly very professionals and exhibit in important museums around the country. And then there's a large amount of us that are just hobbyists, and we love baskets and get together once a year to make them.
Which are you?
I'm a hobbyist.
Tell me about your own basket making then. What kind of baskets do you make? What kind of materials do you use?
You know, if I make a basket at home, I probably do your traditional reed baskets, which is what you see if you go to a craft show and someone is selling them. When I come to convention, I try to make baskets out of other materials that I wouldn't do at home. I like to do the black ash baskets because they're very expensive. I'm not real good at willow, so I don't do that. But I try to do things I can't do on my own.
Explain to people who aren't familiar with basket making why, in your words, willow would be more difficult to work with. What's the difference?
Willow is, willow is very round and it's very tough. And when the one willow basket I made, the teacher described it as trying to get a teenager to do what you want them to do. That's working with willow is.
So aside from the people who make baskets, either professionally or as a hobby, what's in it on Friday and Saturday for people who otherwise aren't involved in making baskets, people who might just want to attend? What will they see?
Well, part of our goal as the Michigan Basket Makers Association is that we spread information and the love of basketry. And so we have an exhibit room or a basket display room where there are baskets, some that are being shared by people that maybe they have collected, some from the Michigan State Museum, and some that teachers in our general membership have put in to be juried or judged, for which they will win an award. There is also the vendor area where people sell basket-related items like kits and supplies to help you do bead weaving or other basketry.
So if I came in here as a complete beginner, I could get inspired and I could find a kit that might help me get started in the hobby of basket making, right?
Yes, you could. And you can also observe in the classroom. You can't take a class, but you can observe all the different kinds of baskets that people are making here at the convention.
When you talk about classes, what kind of classes are you talking about?
We offer classes in all kinds of baskets, everything from black ash to weaving with threads. And people sign up for these basket classes, and there are 12 of them, and the teacher teaches you how to make a specific basket.
We're talking with one of the coordinators of the Association of Michigan Basket Makers gathering in Lansing this week, Leslie Spurrier, and one of the teachers who's here this week, Joanne Kelly Katsos. Joanne, you teach the art of making baskets out of black ash. Can you tell me how you got into that yourself?
I've been weaving baskets for 30 years. I first learned with rattan reed, and I wanted something smaller and a little more precise. So I studied with Martha Weatherby, who years ago sort of rediscovered the art of shaker basket making. I live in New England, and my husband, Steve, goes into the woods, cuts down the black ash tree, pounds it, turns it into ribbons of wood, and that's what I use to weave with.
Describe what they look like.
The material is flat, so picture flat little ribbons that are woven together. One of the classic patterns is called a cat head. It is a round top to a square bottom with an arched bottom, so it sits on four little feet. If you turn them upside down, they're little ears, hence cat head. I do miniature backpacks. I do bread baskets, all very precise, very tiny materials, a little bit compulsive but rewarding.
I did an interview a number of years ago with a Native American woman who specialized in making baskets out of black ash. Is black ash typically associated with Native American populations?
In the New England area, it is, because that's where the black ash tree grows. So hence Michigan, New England, up into Canada a little bit. If you went to another part of the country, you would find them using whatever material grew there. But New England is basically known for black ash.
The emerald ash borer, of course, has decimated ash tree populations all over America. Can you update us on what people who use black ash, like you, are having to do to find black ash to work with?
I'm trying not to panic, first of all. I live in Massachusetts, and the emerald ash borer has just been sighted in our county, Berkshire County in Massachusetts, so we are under a quarantine. I cannot legally cross the state line, harvest a tree, and bring it back. So it's making getting the black ash a little more challenging, and I do not see myself doing this in 10 years. I will not have a black ash tree to work with.
Where are there still healthy populations of black ash trees?
There are still populations in pockets everywhere. Maine, because of the huge expanse of acreage, has not been completely touched. So I'd say that's probably our last hope, is up in Maine.
Leslie Spurrier, I want to ask you again about purchases that people might be able to make here. You talked about buying kits, but can people who aren't interested in making their own baskets but would like to take home a beautiful basket from visiting on Friday or Saturday be able to buy a completed basket while they're here?
There is one booth in the vendor area that teachers who are teachers here at this year's convention, some of them are putting baskets in there that are available to be sold. And these are really exquisite baskets. They're not the kind of baskets that you're going to see when you go to the local craft show. But they're beautiful.
Do you have a sense for whether this is a growing pastime, basket making?
You know, I think basket making is kind of holding its own right now. It grew really big in the 80s and 90s. And then it's, I think, people went to other fiber arts. I mean, knitting and crocheting really got big, and quilting is a big thing. But we are able to hold our own, and we're hoping that as things go in cycle, that in the next few years, more people will become interested in basketry.
Now, I walked into the Causeway Bay Hotel to talk with the two of you, and everyone I've seen is a woman. Is this largely made up of women? Are there men making baskets?
There are men making baskets. They are definitely outnumbered by the women. I find a lot of the men are working in natural materials. We have one gentleman here teaching this week, Billy Owens, that works with oak. And you can see why that is a male-dominated activity when you see all of the muscle that goes into churning that log into splint for the basket makers to use.
Do you see the same trend?
I do. It is mostly women, but I think that there are a lot of men that are much more of the upper echelon artist doing the basketry, not taking classes as a hobby, although we have had some. So I would say, don't say that we have no men.
Is this generational too? Are older basket makers teaching their children the art?
I think so, yes. We have several members who will work with their grandchildren and teach them. We have members who teach at local 4-H's or Girl Scouts and are trying to get younger people to get into basketry, because it's like anything, if you can get them to start loving something when they're young, it will carry through.
Leslie Spurrier of Grand Rapids is one of the coordinators of the Association of Michigan Basket Makers Convention in Lansing this weekend. Leslie, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And we've also been talking with Black Ash Basketry teacher Joanne Kelly Katsos. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Association of Michigan Basket Makers annual convention is at the Causeway Bay Hotel in Lansing. Hours are 10 to 5 on Friday and 10 to 6 on Saturday. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.